We welcome to these microphones right now Dr. John Whitcomb, a man who is a longtime friend, a real student of God's Word, a prolific writer, a teacher traveling all over the countryside. Last couple of years, he hasn't been traveling as much, and in fact, we've received some emails, Dr. John, that indeed you've not been doing well. Let's give everybody listening to this conversation report. How are you doing physically right now?
Praise the Lord. I'm recovering from abdominal surgery. The after effects were quite serious, but praise the Lord. Day by day, I'm regaining my strength, and I thank those who may be praying for me. As I approach my 90th year in June, I say thank you, God, for giving me a long life to serve you and tell people about Jesus.
Well, indeed, he has given you a long life, and you have served him over these many years, and we're praising the Lord for somewhat of a good report. But folks, if you're eavesdropping on this conversation, remember Dr. John Whitcomb in your prayers, that God will surround him, embrace him, love him, draw him close to him, so that physically he may be able to do as the Lord would have him do in these days that he has before he does go to see Jesus. And I'm sure, John, you'd love to have that be the rapture instead of another way of going to see Jesus.
Amen. It could be today, the rapture of the church.
Could be today. What I wanted to talk to you about, there's a comet that there have been some reports on. It was supposedly going towards the sun. Not all the fireworks that they thought were going to happen with the comet, but it is up there. There is concern. We've had some reports in the last couple of months of comets coming supposedly close to the Earth. I guess that's relative. Talk to me about comet. What first is a comet?
Okay, this comet Ison, I-S-O-N, that's coming around the solar system and around the sun and will be visible by some people during the next few weeks, is one of hundreds and hundreds of comets that circle the solar system. The most famous, of course, is Halley's Comet. Every 76 years, it swings around the sun. Now, what in the world is a comet? Some have described it as a dusty snowball with a long tail millions of miles long. These amazing icy planetesimals, as someone calls them, come swinging around the sun. Every time they approach the sun, of course, the sun pulls pieces out of that comet and streams it out in a tail. And after several circles around the sun, the comet is finished. Everything in it is gone. It is a very temporary, amazing phenomenon in the solar system. Where in the world do these come from? Well, of course, the evolutionists say there must be an Oort cloud, they call it, O-O-R-T, of millions of them sitting out around the solar system waiting to be pulled in. Absolutely no evidence of that at all. I had the privilege of co-authoring a book with Dr. Don DeYoung called Our Created Moon, showing how the moon protects us from these amazing ice balls that circle the solar system. One of them smashed into Jupiter in 1994. Enormous explosions took place. Thank you, Lord, for the moon that protects us from that kind of catastrophe that could happen several times and kill many of us on this planet. And so I say, now, what in the world is a comet? You see, God tells us that there are amazing things in the universe. Listen to what he said 3,000 years ago when there were many more comets than there are today. There are less and less, fewer and fewer today. Listen to this. Psalm 8, verse 3. David said, when I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained. What do you mean, stars? Well, of course, as David looked up into the sky, and as we look at night up into the sky, we can see the beautiful stars that are fixed. But we also see stars that move. We call them planets. We can see a couple of those, especially Venus in the evening. Other stars that are moving, we call comets. They swing around the solar system one time, twice, three times, 20, 30, and they're gone. Where in the world do they come from? They're part of the amazing solar system that God created. Nothing evolved through billions of years from something else. No, all the comets have been long gone, if that was the case. They are recent creations of God, according to his precious word, to glorify Jesus Christ, who created the whole universe. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything ever made that was made, John 1:3, including comets. And I say thank you, Lord, for this visual aid of how great and glorious and wonderful you really are. You're so great, in fact, you came to this planet Earth, and died for us and rose again from the dead that we might be saved. You love us. I thank you, Jesus. God so loved the world, he gave his son.
Amen. Amen and amen. Well, praise the Lord also for that moon, which is protecting our earth from those comets. There is a passage in Scripture over in Revelation chapter 8, which is talking about the trumpet judgments, the beginning of the second set of seven judgments there in that seven-year tribulation period. Some have said that comets could well be what is being referred to there. Would you agree with that when it talks about wormwood or some type of looks like a astronomical item of some type coming and falling into the sea, etc.?
I believe, Jimmy, that that is something that's special, supernatural, and will happen during the Great Tribulation and does not have anything to do with comets today. Comets are not supernatural in that way of coming as special judgments upon the earth, as there will be special judgments that are coming that are spectacular and devastating during the Great Tribulation. That's a totally different thing than the comets we see today.
Dr. John Whitcomb, special friend for us here on Prophecy Today, one of our broadcast partners, and just a dear brother, a scholar of God's holy word, and comes to the table with information we need to hear. That's why we're thrilled when we can get a hold of Dr. John. Hope you are feeling better, my dear brother, and we're going to encourage everybody to continue to pray for you, and we look forward to another conversation with you in the near future.
Thank you, Jimmy. God be with you. Thank you so much.